This is the North Coast BIA Spotlight on Northridgeville, and we've got with us Marjorie Snyder, the Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau.
Yes, hello, good morning.
nrchamber.com.
Yes, where you can find all of our events.
Right. And I know where to find you because you're on Lorraine.
Lorraine Road, right next to Don Mold's, where our office
is. So before we get into what's happening here, tell me what it was like to have an office across from the biggest Christmas light display.
It was fabulous.
In the world that made on that light fight show.
And it was fabulous. I felt like I was on national TV. You know, Don Mold's decorated our center there to complement that display. And we had lots of traffic, lots of people coming by to see that, and it was great that it was in Northridgeville.
Yep, but that's your location where you go to work every day. What are some of the things that are coming up in the community right now?
Well, we have a busy winter. You know, for winter time in Northridgeville, we have our luncheon next week, February 23rd, at Lorain County Community College Ridge Campus. It starts at 11:30. We have an excellent speaker, Tim Dimoff. He talks on national security and workplace violence. We have a wonderful event on February 28th, which is Fat Tuesday, a Mardi Gras event at Red Tail Golf Course. It's an after-hours Power of More event. It starts at 5, it goes till 7, and it's going to be lots of fun. It's going to be Red Tail's going to furnish the appetizers, and there's a cash bar. On March 16th, we are having a luncheon at Sweetbriar Golf Course, and the CFO from Riddell, our new company in Northridgeville, very proud that they're opening there. She's going to speak, so if you want to know about Riddell, she sure will be able to tell you. We have our Discover the Ridge on May 20th. Now, it's going to be a little different this year. Last year, we had a spring market to kick it off. This year, we're going to be over where the new schools are opening, setting up our table to welcome people for brochures and maps. Now, that what's then going to happen is these folks are going to go around to the different open houses that different businesses have along all over Northridgeville. So that's a really good event. And I just wanted to mention that our golf outing is May 20th this year at Sweetbriar. So that's something that a lot of people attend.
A lot of new businesses in Northridge.
Yes.
We're sitting in one right now. What's that been like over the time?
And it's been wonderful. We have so much going on. Dunkin' Donuts just joined our chamber, of course, and they're going to be a sponsor at our lunch next week, along with three other companies. So it's really advantageous for them to sponsor because they're probably going to bring donuts. I don't know for sure what they're bringing, but all the people attending our lunch are going to be able to meet the owners of this Dunkin' Donuts. And we're very excited about University Hospitals opening up right here on Lorraine Road, and also Riddell, the helmet makers. There are very great companies.
Have you seen how that building has been put together? I would drive by there every day, and it was sort of a lesson in construction for how huge that building is.
It is enormous. It's so excited that their open house, their community open house, is on May 21st, the day after our Discover the Ridge. But they're going to have a community event, invite everybody over to see their new facility and celebrate their employees.
We talked with Mayor Dave Gillick this week, and we talked about how there is new construction, new business opportunities pretty much here citywide. It's just not limited to one pocket. And I assume you see that in your daily activities.
Yes. Well, we have the two main corridors are Lorain Road and Center Ridge Road. In Center Ridge, we had a lot of construction, but people like First Federal Lakewood is moving at the corner of Lear and Center Ridge, and they're going to go under construction soon. But there's a lot of opportunities for businesses to come to Northridgeville. It's very exciting. Everything seems to be new.
Is that the old Hall's Greenhouse location on that side, or are they moving to the other?
No,
the other side.
Yeah,
okay.
The Fiesta.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're right there at Lear and
Center
Ridge.
So it's always good also sometimes what you don't want to have is empty places. So you want to hopefully there's new business that will take over those structures that have been put in.
really, a lot of people were considering moving into that corridor on Center Ridge now. And there's always Lorraine. There's lots of space on Lorraine that people can move into. And business is going to progress as the hospital opens, you know, here in Lorraine. And I think it's a great place to start a business.
When we talk about the Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors Bureau. Do you look at them separately, crossover? How do you frame that?
Well, the Visitors Bureau is part of the North Ridgeville Chamber of Commerce. The purpose of the Visitors Bureau, not only for businesses in North Ridgeville, but our purpose is to bring folks into North Ridgeville to see our city and see what we have to offer. So a lot of my work is to plan events to draw people into North Ridgeville to see what we have. We have an extensive advertising budget for that reason. And, of course, the Chamber of Commerce is for the purpose of promoting business in North Ridgeville.
Well, they bring the people in to spend the money at the businesses here.
Kind of
a circle for that. And the fact you talked about Lorraine, Center Ridge, but these are all connected. All the cars that come in through here. So easy access is another plus that you
can offer. Highways that are built, and that's especially why University Hospitals is putting that hospital in. It views several highways and easy access for people in the western suburbs.
Right. So if people want to find out, I guess, more of the things that are going on or any of those events you talked about participating, or if there are businesses out here in the area that still haven't joined part of the chamber, what can they do for that?
Well, we have a website, and it's nrchamber.com, or you can call me 440-327-3737, and I'd love to talk to you.
Well, obviously, as the person who heads it up, you're a booster for everything. You know everything about everything that's happening, right?
I hope so. I try.
Well, you got to keep going, driving up the corridors to see what's new so you can stay on top of it. Marjorie Snyder with the Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, thank you. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.